Krisus Perk Vav Mishnah Base 6-2. In the previous mission, we had the Shita of the Chacham, which was that there's a special din where if a person consecrates an Asham Tali and then realizes he made a mistake, it doesn't matter. Because at the time he consecrated it, Libo Nokfobo, his heart was pumping in his chest and he wanted certitude. He said, I don't care. I want to atone for my sin. I want to get protection from the sin, and therefore this is consecrated no matter what, even if it turns out later on that it was a consecration made under false pretenses. So that's really unusual, as we discussed in the previous Mishnah. But here the Mishnah is going to say that, in contrast, other things, and I like that, meaning if you have an Asham Vadai, that's the first case of our Mishnah, of which there are three Ashamos Vadaios, three certain Ashamos, the Asham that comes from Me'ila, Asham Gezelos, and Asham Shivcha Rufa, as described elsewhere. So then, Eino Kein, the halach is not the same, meaning if a person consecrated his Asham, let's say he thought he was acting innocently, he ate some meat, for example, he's informed, oh, you know, that meat was hektish. So he says, oh gosh, then I guess I'll bring an Asham Ilos to atone for it. If it turns out after the fact that those people made a mistake, and therefore his consecration of this Asham Me'ilos, this Asham Vada, was under false pretenses, was on the assumption that he had done something wrong, but actually he didn't. So then what's the din? Im Achel Nishchat, if they haven't yet slaughtered this Asham Vadai, like the Asham Me'ilos, for example, Yetze V'yira Be'eder, it just goes back to grazing the flock, meaning since the consecration was made under false pretenses, it's not binding, and therefore there's no consecration, and so for the animal's not hektish, it just goes back to being what it's going to be. Now, Mishan Nishchat, if it's too late, the animal's already dead. So then, Hareze Yikaver, it must be buried. What's the situation here? So since, in retrospect, we see the consecration wasn't binding, which means the animal wasn't hektish, which means it was chulin, and you're not allowed to shecht chulin, unconsecrated animals, in the Azara, the temple courtship. But this guy, they did shecht this chulin animal. It was a ram. They thought it was Asham, but they made a mistake because it wasn't. So now you have chulin that was nishchat, that was slaughtered in the Azara, and the halach is it must be buried. It's asr bahana, but it must be buried. Nizra kadam, if we got so far as actually offering the blood of this Asham, and then, before we even eat the meat, it comes out, oh, it was a mistake, and didn't need to be brought in the first place, but it was consecrated under false pretenses. Says the Mishnah, habasar yetzel levesa srefa, the carcass must be go to the besa srefa, which is that place where you burn pasul korbanos in the temple courtyard. Now, the bartender learns, like one shita in the Gemara, which is the last two sentences are totally incompatible. They're the exact same case of chulin that was slaughtered in the Azara, and we have two different prescriptions. The first prescription was it must be buried, the second must be burned. So according to the Bartanura, there are two separate tanaim here. And although there's no explicit mention of their names and no signposting that we're changing shitas, basically the first opinion was that the halacha is if you have chulin nishchat ba'azara, it must be buried, and the second was that it must be burned. And there's no, it's not about whether the blood was offered or not. That's the bartender learns. There's another shita in the Gemara which says actually no. There's only one Tana here operating. And although he has two separate dinim, the reason why is because me'ikar hadin, the halacha is that you bury chulin that was slaughtered in the Azara. However, we're afraid people will get confused. If the blood was already offered, they'll think this was a korban, which is just must be an invalid korban for some reason. And therefore, it'll be strange to see it buried. They'll misunderstand the halacha, thinking that you bury instead of burn a pasul korban. This wasn't a pasul korban, of course. So therefore, just to avoid misunderstandings, the halacha is rabbinically that we burn instead of bury this, what turned out to be chulin that was slaughtered in the Azara. Okay, that latter approach is how the Rambam codifies it. Okay, so that will be the halacha, so to speak. Now, the Mishnah is going to go on to two other topics which aren't really korbanos per se. We have the shor haniskal and the egla rufa. The shor haniskal is an animal which has been sentenced to death by the courts. So the usual rule is that the animal is sentenced to death, and therefore, after it's executed, it is asr bahana, the carcass, can't get economic benefit from it. You have to bury the carcass. Okay? What does shor haniskal? Literally means the stoned ox, because it's an ox that you stone, but really could apply to any animal. And it really could be a shor haniskal in one of three ways. Either it killed a human being, so that would be true whether it's a cow that gores a person, or it's a chicken that pecks the head of a person and the baby dies from the pecking of the chicken, whatever it is, the chicken would become the shor haniskal, so to speak, sentenced to death. And you run a normal Sanhedrin of 23 to try it and convict it. You could also have a shor haniskal, an animal that needs to be sentenced to death for two other reasons. If it's participating in a bestiality act, either where the person is a male or female. So the animal sentenced to die. So now what happens if you sentence it to die, and then let's say at the last second there's a reprieve, I don't know, the witnesses that testified that the animal killed someone actually become Edom Zomin, they're impugned, so their testimony doesn't stand in court, so the animal gets gets a stay and doesn't have to be executed. So what's the din? So says the Mishnah, Shorha Niskal, the animal which is sentenced to death, ain't okay. If it was sentenced under false pretenses, the lacha is not like how we said back in the previous Mishnah, where if you consecrate the Ashram Tali under false pretenses, the consecration stands. No, Shorha Niskal is different, like the Ashram Vadai. Imachlo Niskal, if the reprieve comes prior to the killing of the animal, so it actually isn't liable to death at all, then Yetziv Yira Be'eder, let it go back to the flock, meaning it gets a reprieve and it's a regular cow that can do its cow thing. It's chulin without any restriction. Mishnah Niskal, if unfortunately the animal's already been executed, and then it turns out that that was an execution based on false pretenses because it turns out the animal didn't do what it was accused of having done, then Mutar Bahana, doesn't have the Asr Bahana, the restrictions of getting benefit. You could send that cow carcass out to the glue factory and collect money or whatever the story is, or eat it, or upholster your couch with it. Now, one more case. The Mishnah here is the Egla Arufa. The Egla Arufa, the decapitated calf. So that parsha, you recall, is if a dead body is found out of the city and we don't know who the murderer was, so then the elders of the closest city take an Egla, a calf, down to a Nachal Esan, a wadi, where either, according to Rashi, it's like hard virgin ground, or according to Rambam, it's like a river there flowing. And essentially, they're orifit, they decapitate it, and they wash their hands there, and they say that essentially they were innocent of the shedding of this blood, and they pray for mercy on Klal Yisrael. Now, what happens if you consecrate an animal to be the Egla Rufa, but then prior to its getting decapitated, you find out, let's say you discover who the murderer was, so that now obviates the need to bring an Egla Rufa. So says the Mishnah, Egla Rufa eino kein, or eina kein, the Egla Rufa is not like what we said in the previous Mishnah regarding the Asham Tali, that even under false pretenses the designation stands. No, if it was designated as an Egla Rufa, but then it turns out you didn't need to have one. Imad Shalon Ne'erfa, if you haven't yet killed the eagle, so then Teitze V'Tera Be'eder, let it go back to the flock, because it's nothing. The designation as Egla Rufa wasn't binding. It was made under false pretenses. Mishnah Ne'erfa, but if already you had decapitated it, so then Tikaver b'mkoma, it should be buried in its place just like any other Egla Rufa. And before we read the next words, I'm going to say this is just like the notion of the Asham Tali. Asham Tali, when you bring it, you know full well that later on, at some later date, it could turn out we'll discover the truth and find out if a person really ate the chelev and has to bring a chatas or not. But the point is, in the meantime, you bring an Asham Tali. And you might discover in 1 minute or in 100 years what the truth is. Now, the same is true with the bring of the Egla Rufa. At the moment they bring it, they have no idea who the murderer is. They acknowledge in the future maybe that murderer will be identified, whether it's in 1 minute or in 100 years, the witnesses could come. But meanwhile, the prescription is if you don't know who killed them now, then the elders do the Egla Rufa procedure. So if it's done, it's done. The mitzvahs have been carried out and it's finished. So that's what the Mishnah says here. If already Mishnah Erfa, you've already decapitated the calf, then tikaver b'mkoma, you bury it in its place as you should, asr bahana, shall safik ba mitchilasa. The whole reason it was brought from the outset was because you didn't know who the murderer was, and therefore kipra sveika v'halchala. It did what it had to do. It atoned for the uncertain situation of who the murderer was. There was some atonement there, and that's it. It's done. If later on the truth comes out, well, that's not surprising, but the point is what's done is done, and Egla Rufa did what it had to do, so it has the status of Egla Rufa, and therefore it is asr bahana, must be buried in its place.